We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We welcome in now Nick Saltafamaggio, a former high school coach, high school football coach at Hanville High, now moving on to Holy Cross. Coach, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, buddy, and thank you, Bobby. I guess this is a good question for Bobby because, Hanville and the St. Charles Parish school system is such an awesome place. And I always wondered how those NFL guys, could leave. And I know it's a whole lot more, than just high school football because there's big money involved there sometimes. But, Holy Cross is my alma mater. And if you're involved with prep sports in any way, shape, or form, you always get that tug. And, I even used the Bear Bryant line that when he left Texas A&M to go to Alabama, and a reporter asked him why he left, and he said, "Mama called. And when Mama calls, you go home." And so it was tough. It was a tough night last night talking to my coaches and, to Cade Rogers, who's our parish AD, and Sean Hyden, who's our assistant principal. It was a tough night telling those guys that, but, it's just Holy Cross is my alma mater. It's a place I've always wanted to be. It's a great school with a storied football tradition. I go all the way back to Coach John Kallbacker, who for many, many, many years held the winningest record in the Catholic League. And, it was too much to say no. And if I didn't do it now, it was never going to happen for me. So it was just the right time. But I'm leaving some really great people. But I feel like the Hanville football program's in a great spot with some great coaches on staff there and great players coming up. And I really, really look forward to going to Holy Cross. And hopefully I can duplicate the success there that we had, at Chalmette and at East Jefferson and at Hanville.
Well, Coach, you're just going back home. That's what you got to just tell people, hey, I'm going back home. Listen, you could be a successful coach at a number of places. If you know what you're doing, you can have success a lot of different places. But there's nothing like going back home. Even when I started the radio, post-football career, I was in Atlanta for 7 years, doing it. I was like a mercenary. I'm just a traveler. When Buddy D called me up, I had a chance to come back home. This was pre-Katrina. At this time in 2005, it was a no-brainer. And I think what Holy Cross has meant to you, and you just going back to your roots, and I totally understand that.
Yeah. And Bobby, while I have you on the phone, man, I did say a prayer for you and your family, and I was so sorry, to hear about, I think it was Coach O's dad, or was it your dad? I'm trying.
No, it was my dad.
Your
who
dad,
passed
yeah.
Away, but my dad was like Coach O's dad. When you're down the bayou in South Lafourche, it's all a big family.
Right.
And when you cross that Intercoastal Canal and you're down there, and that was really the heyday for South Lafourche when you think about it. The first year they ever had a high school in 1966. They put La Rose Cutoff and Golden Meadow together, and they went to the state championship, played Broadmoor at LSU in 66. My neighbor, two houses away on East 39th Street, Dwayne Galjure, led the South Lafourche Tarpons against Winfield. They won the championship in 71. We played against Bonneville in 77. So just to put it in perspective how Coach O, and we were talking about this, I was talking with him on the phone. My dad was the president of the Booster Club, but he was leading the cheers in the stands. He would, like, they had blue uniforms. He'd be hollering, and you had to stand up and cheer, or you might as well go home. He wanted you to say, go big blue, go big blue. So, you know, Babe and I, Coach O and I, was talking about all these great moments, and that's why it was so special, because I know what football meant to him, and obviously what it's meant to myself and Coach O, and what it means to you also in your coaching career.
Well, certainly, you know, I'll say a prayer for you and your family, and, you know, my heart goes out to you. It's just, it's a crazy, crazy time, you know, even kind of with, you know, just what we're going through with the coaching transition, you know, not being able to talk to your kids and the ones you're going to see and the ones you left behind. It's just, I've never seen anything like this. And then when you know, I only know you from the radio and followed you as a player and just thought the world of you as a Saint, no, Falcon. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying that one, but you know, I know you. You know, you went through a lot.
You're used to getting in trouble, Coach.
No doubt. Anyway, my, you know, prayers to you and your family, buddy.
Well, Coach, I appreciate that, and that's what I wanted to ask you: the challenges, because Coach O's dealing with it, Sean Payton's dealing with it. It's uncharted territory. How do you? Like, just prepare. I mean, like, you can't practice. You talk about the communication that obviously the players, that you worry about their safety. But how, you know, we talk about college professional season, but there has to be some concern even on the high school level of what's going to come about with the upcoming season.
Well, I think the big thing, that's a, you know, great question. I know that the colleges and the pros have answered it. For me, taking a negative and making it a positive, I am not a very technologically savvy human being. You know, I'm almost afraid of the computer. I barely know how to text and tweet. But I've had to learn how to use Zoom. Yeah, great minds think alike. Yeah, I had to learn how to use Zoom and communicate that way. But for me, you know, where I am, and it's probably a little different than for Coach Payton and Coach O, because their programs are established now, and they'll be able to go out whenever we can go out and pick it right back up, even though I know LSU has a new coordinator in the passing game. You know, Coach Ensming is still there, and I know Coach Pelini's coming in, but the nucleus of the staff is still there. For me, it's about conditioning and hitting. You know, you can't, there is no, you know this, there's no other sport in the world where hitting and being hit and responding to being hit is as important as it is in football. So when you don't go through a spring, which we probably aren't, and you don't know when we're going to get back in the summer, are your kids conditioning? Where are they conditioning? Because all the gyms are closed, not just your school workout facilities, but gyms are all shut down. So how are they conditioning? And then how are they going to respond to the first time somebody, you know, puts a lick on them? Because they're not going to be in the physical shape that they would ordinarily be in, because football is a 12-month business now, even in high school. Right. So, you know, for me, it's a double whammy going to Holy Cross. I have to install an offense, install a defense, install a kicking game, on top of worrying about, hey, are my guys lifting? Are they running? You know, are they getting any kind of contact at all, especially in a day and age where it's so easy to sit inside and play on a computer, you know, on, you know, a PlayStation 2 or whatever they have out there now. So that's where my concern is. I keep sending out, and I'll start doing it with Holy Cross tomorrow, sending out workout, follow these workouts. And, you know, the last message I'm going to give them is, in high school, because kids play baseball, travel ball, AAU basketball, AAU track, when we get back together, your attendance at football is going to be huge, because you didn't have spring. You haven't had any lifting, organized lifting, since mid-March. It's just going to be the teams that are going to be successful are going to be the teams whose kids have worked during this break in some capacity, and they're going to have great attendance when football does start again.
Coach Nick Saltafamaggio, Holy Cross head football coach. No, that's not a mistake. You're hearing that right. He is he took the job at Holy Cross, leaving Hahnville. Coach, do you envision this to be? I mean, you've been around. You've made several stops: Chalmette, EJ, Hahnville, now Holy Cross.
Right.
I'm sure I left one or two stops out of there. But do you think this is the final spot for you?
Yeah, you know, just I think a lot. I tell people all the time, I'm a 40-year-old man. I'm just stuck in a 60-year-old body. So I still have a tremendous amount of energy, you know, and I look at guys who are legends, not that I am by any stretch of the imagination, but I envision myself being like Coach JT or Coach Monica or Coach Louis Cook at Notre Dame or Coach Hightower at St. Thomas More and coaching until I'm in my 70s. I mean, I love it. I love prep football. There's not any part I don't like. I love dealing with the academic side of it. I love dealing with the eligibility side of it. I love the weight room and the conditioning aspect of it, you know. And, you know, I can see myself going for a long time. But I know the older you get, the harder it is to get the premier jobs. And Holy Cross is a premier job, just like Hornville was. And it's the right move for my family. I got grandkids coming up. I want them to be Holy Cross Tigers. It's 5 minutes from my house. I live in Lakeview, and Holy Cross is literally, for me, straight down Fillmore through City Park. And, you know, it was just the right move at the right time. And it had to take a special place for me to leave a very special place. And so, you know, I grew up WRHC, and I guess I'm going to go out as WRHC. And that's just kind of the story behind all of it.
Coach, before we let you
go. Coach, one thing, Chris, I want to ask you. And one thing you got going for you, you know, because you always look at a silver lining. Boy, you got a beautiful canvas at Holy Cross, post-Katrina. Boy, when you look at that facility, and I said, you know, kids want to be a part of that. And I'm going to give you one bit of advice. You know, I was friends with Herschel Walker, did a few radio shows with him. I'm in, you know, Georgia. Obviously, he's a living legend. And here was one. If you've seen how Herschel Walker was built, Coach, he didn't lift weights. But I think he called it isometrics. I don't know if that's even – I think that's the word I'm looking for. He would do so many push-ups and sit-ups, he couldn't help but be yoked and strong. He
right.
Put arm against arm. He would do physical stuff that would be old school, that maybe an old soldier or something would do before weights was even invented. So there's no excuse. You could do something to work your muscles. And Herschel Walker is the example of that. And he's accomplished great things. So that's what you're going to have to tell the players. You got to make do with what you have, because a lot of people might not have a weight to their house, or you might have a dumbbell here or that. Wear out that dumbbell or whatever you're going to do, because then you have to be disciplined and understand the circumstance, because a lot of, you know, kids and a lot of players, they feel like I have to have a group workout or I have to have someone pushing you. How about pushing yourself and do what's best for you? So that's just some words of wisdom that I'm giving you coming from Herschel Walker.
Yeah, I agree, buddy. And I tell our kids, I told them at Hornville and I'll tell them at Holy Cross, hey, push-ups are free. You don't need to belong to any fitness club to do a push-up. Put your cell phone on the ground, put on FaceTime, and talk to your girlfriend while you're doing push-ups. She may enjoy you, you know, seeing you getting bigger and stronger. So,
Coach, we're all in this moment in time where there's going to be change of some kind to our everyday lives in some way, shape, or form. We don't know the totality of that change. But have you thought about how this COVID-19 pandemic is going to impact your profession and also high school football going forward, and that changes that could be around for a good amount of time?
Well, I'll tell you, Christian, I think the big thing is it's going to make not that it isn't already important. I think, you know, as we cycle through the concussion epidemic, I guess, for lack of a better word, technology with helmets and tackling and coaching has gotten better. I think what's going to happen as a result of this is schools and professional football and baseball, professional sports organizations are going to realize how important it is maybe to start hiring people that are experts in sanitation and, you know, even communicable disease, if that sounds right. I just think that those are things that are overlooked. Instead of, you know, coming in and cleaning the facility once a night when everybody's gone, hey, we're going to sanitize this facility maybe morning, noon, and night. And I think that's going to be a big part of it. You know, I think people today are generally more health conscious than ever. Maybe we'll be a little bit more health conscious, you know. And so I'm looking at the positive end of this, that when all this runs its course, we learn some lessons from it, and then we instill those lessons in our everyday lives.
Nick Saltafamaggio, congratulations on taking the Holy Cross job, and certainly Hanville lost a good one, but I'm glad you landed at your dream job.
I appreciate it, buddy. Hey, Bobby, again, best wishes for you and your family, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you guys when all this craziness is over.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time, too.
Yes, sir, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.